Well, as we've been hearing, the recovery in Tonga is making progress, but the future is unclear. RNZ Pacific reporter Lydia Lewis joins us now. Malo, Lydia, kia ora e hoa. Communications are being restored gradually, but has your team managed to reach anyone?
Yeah, Malo, look, the 2G connection that Jenny Salis is talking about is really a mobile company called Digicel. And now it's important to know that that mobile company is just a snippet of what the wider community have in their phone services. If you think of New Zealand, we've got, you know, Vodafone, Telecom, you know, well, we've got different phone services. So this Digicel is one of the smaller providers, and not everybody in Tonga has one of these phones. And I thought I'd mention that because it is that is one of the reasons why it's, you know, hard for people to get in contact, because not everybody has these phones, not everyone has these SIM cards, and you know, like the minister said, it's a 2G connection, so you can't do much with that. But the really heartening thing is, yes, people are being able to get in contact now. I'm waiting to hear from news from a member of my team who's been wanting to speak with his parents. He hasn't yet been able to get through because there is that clog of people, you know, just hammering the phones in the middle of the day. So it's tending to be a lot easier to contact people early in the morning at about 2 a.m. if you're trying, maybe get up a little bit earlier, well, actually quite a lot earlier, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and also later at night.
Now, I understand you have some remarkable stories that are coming out about when the tsunami actually hit.
Yeah, it's just absolutely remarkable, as you say. One of them, which is really everyone, well, a lot of people around the world, a lot of international media have picked up as well, is what people are calling the real-life Aquaman, which I guess is an interesting title because it's just actually such an awful story. A 57-year-old Tonga man, he was swept out to sea during Saturday's tsunami, and then he drifted from the island Atata to other neighbouring islands, and it took more than 20 hours to reach the mainland, where he was greeted by, you know, just people on the street, and they took them into their home. But the thing that got me and got our team is that he was swept out to sea and he could hear the calls from his son, and he didn't call back because he didn't want to, you know, he wanted to save his son's life to make sure his son didn't jump in the water and get lost too. But he survived, and now obviously reconnecting families all around Tonga will be going on and trying to reconnect and make sure everybody knows everyone is okay.
Kia ora, that is our Pacific reporter Lydia Lewis.